You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.
Happy, happy Tuesday, guys. Glad that you're back. So glad to see everyone on the line today. Wow, I hope you guys see my fabulous background picture today, my avatar. It is of the marvelous Myrtle Beach. That's where I'm calling from, you guys. So we got some things to talk about today. First things first, I was reading an article that someone sent me. And it's concerning a boxer out of Philadelphia. His name is Yusuf Mack. This was like a strange story going forward with his life. You know, he basically woke up, said he found himself on the train. Next thing he knew, he had a pocket full of money. And he believed that someone actually sexually assaulted him of some sort. This was the situation, but come to find out that wasn't the case. It was he participated in a sexual act of the same sex and they actually videotaped it. So that was a little mind-boggling when I got that article because I had to do some research to find out how true is this? Is this? But it's confirmed. He did an article. His name is Yusuf Mack, and he's ready for a transgender relationship currently as it stands. So, you know, shout out to Yusuf Mack. Throw a blow for him. But moving forward, guys, you know, there's been a lot of gun violence out here, New York. Let's just say East Coast, West Coast. We'll call it the East Coast, West Coast War. And what brings this topic up is because there's a lot of young kids today that's lacking the guidance that they need to have from either the community, the churches, the police support, all forms of law enforcement, because there's different sectors that can actively get involved. And more importantly, the third party umbrella agencies that we spoke of, not all people are bad people that work for these about the kids and they want to see a difference in these kids' lives. So shout out to those workers that really give a hoot about, you know, kids that are really not theirs. They're just trying to make them better. And at this age, you know, it's usually trauma from childhood that stems into a bad adulthood. This is words of someone else. But I'm using them because this is actually factual. You know, people don't grow up and all of a sudden become damaged. They were damaged at childhood, basically. And some parents want to neglect the fact that their children need real help or the child is in the system and they can't get the help that they need. I wanted to touch base on what's really going on out here today. Like, what's going on in the community? Is it all outright war against the Black community, because there's some wars going on right now in the Latino community, is no secret, the Caucasian community, but it's not really so much a war on war with them per se. It is more like domestics, you know, just family stuff, you know, murder suicides type of thing. Latinos, it's more domestic, unless it's like the cartel or something like that in that Latino surrounding. But you find most of these issues today coming from neighborhoods of violence where it really shouldn't play a big part, like a four-year-old getting slaughtered by someone that's just, you know, angry at someone else and they're just firing shots. Unexperienced with a weapon. I mean, these are the things that people need to take into consideration today. When you have a weapon in your possession, you wander the streets, put it in your pants, hanging around, looking for trouble. If you're outside with a weapon, you're actually looking for trouble. Okay? You're looking for something because why would you be outside with a weapon? Maybe you can say to defend myself. Bullets have no name and they have no direction. So if something or someone is coming for you, you may not even see it or you know, it or it coming. You know, let's just say that. But what's really going on out here today? I have a gentleman from the West Coast that's going to share some insight. He should be coming on the show in a few to share some insight in regards to what's really going on out here today. I had a gentleman tell me that, you know, it's a lot to do with the narcotics that are on the streets today. And the narcotics out here today is people are making counterfeit pills, and there's repercussions when someone loses a loved one and you're out here pushing pills. People know who you are, okay? Law enforcement knows who you are. So keep that in mind, you know, when people are doing things that are criminal. Basically, that's what it sums up to. And for advantage this point in life, because they need this drug to function and you're doing it for monetary purposes, you will be held accountable to the highest extent of the law. And that is no secret. But what is going on? Because everyone of that 14, 15, 16, 17 year age bracket is upset. They're upset about nothing. I mean, they don't pay bills. They don't have real jobs. They're not doing much with their lives besides doing what they're supposed to be doing, such as getting an education and maybe a part-time job to say, I'm going to be a progressive citizen of the United States and do the right thing. But that's hard for a lot of people. And sometimes with this government and how it's been formed within the last year of PPP and FEMA funds, that has made a big difference, because you got kids out here buying $2,700 sneakers. You got them lying on applications. You got the girls doing the BBLs, you know, the Brazilian butt lifts. These young girls are torturing themselves under the knife because they have free money to do something that they would not have otherwise done if they didn't have free money. You know, it's a sad thing to have this money wasted. But there's repercussions for this money and the scams that were utilized to obtain it. Some people even went out and bought weapons, you know, to keep it flourished. They bought weapons. They resold them to the community. Listen, it said, starting at the age of 12, in Philadelphia, by the way, making ghost guns. Like, they have a whole entire ghost gun factory in the basement of a house in Philadelphia. They're making these weapons on a daily basis, and they're selling them thanks to the PPP money of helping them invest into their business. Now, I know it sounds kind of crazy, but this is what we're faced against today with the youth. And unfortunately, for them, if they're caught, you got these young babies, somebody's baby, that will be out here locked up in the system with no outlet, no one to send them commissary, no one to visit them. So it's a lot that comes along with doing illegal things, you know, such as participating in ghost guns that can cause bodily harm to others. Now, I'm looking forward to Mr. West Coast coming on, sharing his ideas about, you know, things that he can make better here, you know, or things that people can make better, and to see what, if at all possible, someone can do to help their own community. Because, you know, some people have a deaf ear, blind eye, you know, I heard you, but I didn't hear you. I see you, but I don't see you. So it's a lot that comes with that, people. And sometimes you have to give a little bit to help your own community, because you walking out that door, you could be the victim of another crime that's happening. If you don't step up to the plate and say, okay, I need to do something. Maybe it takes a conversation to be had, you know, with the youth to say, these are some things that you can do to better yourself and let me show you how. You know, so it takes a village, as they say, to raise a child. But we're going to have Mr. West Coast on. We're going to get some questions that I have answered by him, because I did have a conversation with him earlier today in regards to what is better for the community and things that people should do to try to help their community. He's no community activist. He is not a politician. He's not law enforcement. He's an average guy. And that's another thing I wanted to share with you guys is a lot of times people say to me, well, you know, this celebrity. It's not about celebrities. It's about regular people on a regular basis that have to live this trauma every single day of their life. You know, celebrity has bodyguards. They have money to live in certain neighborhoods. For the hardworking person that's working 9 to 5, minimum wage, they don't have the same equal opportunity as the average person. It may be because their education level is not where it should be, or they don't have certain requirements as far as experience goes. But to sum it all up, people need to take a stand and see how they can help each other. The world is so much against each other. The politicians are against each other. It leaves less room for us as normal people to say, you know, we want to help. Because at times it's very challenging when you're dealing with the youth today. You got a lot of ignorance going on, because even if you say, hey, pull your pants up, they don't belong at your knees. These kids today will look at you, have 20 heads, and say, who are you talking to? You know, prime example, I'm standing in the supermarket line the other day. There's a young man, his pants were down to his ankles, basically, with the belt. And I'm saying, how is it possible for you to even walk around like that? Mind you, I wasn't in a supermarket in my neighborhood, because in my neighborhood, I've never seen this. But I see it a lot in other neighborhoods. So I'm taking it as it's a fashion trend. But if I had my pants wrapped around my ankles, I think I would break my neck, literally break my neck, because I don't even know how they do it. Like you put your pants on and then you just drop them. You know, from what I've been told, this was a signal for guys in prison. It, once you dropped your pants, they basically knew that that was a sign that, hey, this guy wants me. You know, you guys see Oz? I've seen Oz. So there are certain signals that people give each other, you know, especially if you had a guy like Alabisi around you. Listen, that's his key signal. You know, pants come down, it's on. You know, and there's no pulling any punches. He'll see you in the shower. He'll see you at lunchtime. You're, you know, Bible study. Yeah, I mean, if you watch the movie, you know what I'm talking about. But he'll definitely come get you. So if that was what you're looking for, then you're definitely going to get it. A lot of times these young boys go into jail, the male's prison, because they get charged as an adult. And what happens? What happens when these babies go into the male facilities and they have to deal with, hey, I'm young, and they have no hair on their face? To a guy that's doing 70 years to life, you look like a pretty female to him. You don't look like a boy. You don't look like a man. You know, so it's weird. It's a really weird situation to be in. So it pays. It makes sense, actually, to pull your pants up and act like you know. So, you know, moving forward, if we can all like start a campaign for pants down to maybe pants up, that would make a difference. Maybe not to all young men, but to the ones that want to make a change. And you get some of them that want to, you know, make that change in their life and say, you know what? I got an idea, guys. Let's hear from Mr. West Coast. Mr. West Coast, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Mr. West Coast, how are you today?
I'm good. And yourself?
Fine, thank you. I was just discussing what's going on today with the youth. Like, everybody's angry. You know, they don't have real jobs. They don't have real responsibilities. What do you think is making the youth so angry today?
I think the youth is pretty much angry at the world. I think they think that they have to get things now because they don't believe in a hereafter. It's, they don't have enough spiritual in their life, and they don't have the correct guidance they need to succeed in life. Looking up to the wrong people.
Do you feel like a lot of these kids may be coming out of the system that are out here committing crimes? They keep them now until they're 21, and then it's like, okay, lights out, we're done with you, you're not worth a dollar to us anymore. And they really put these kids on the street with nowhere to go.
Well, I don't think a lot of kids is, I think it might be like a 50-50 thing that they are out coming out the system. You know, me just speaking on my experience, you know, we as black people always, you know, say they in the system, but some of them come from a pretty good home. And they're just looking to be part of something when they don't really have to be. It's too much out here that the youth can get into that can change their whole life if they get around positive people.
These kids today are more open to joining a gang instead of going to find a job.
I think that's part of it. I think social media have a lot, you know, of course everybody says social media have a lot to do with it, and it does in one part, but some of them is just, they don't have a sense of direction for themselves. They don't live themselves.
I lost Mr. West Coast. I think he'll come back shortly.
Come back anytime you need to come back. Just you have my number, just ring out and touch out to me.
Oh no, I think we lost you for a quick second there, but you're back on.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hello. And, okay.
And the government over the last year had a lot of this PPP money going around. And do you think that may have played a role in some of the violence that's going on now?
Yes. I think a lot of people who apply for that got the money. And now that the money's ran out, you know, they going to keep on taking the money, going to try to take it. And I think a lot of it, too, is, you know, before with this mask thing coming out with the COVID, you know, everybody wear a mask. So I think they think that no one can see them doing anything, you know, before, you know, we couldn't wear a mask. You know, you would get stopped. You had a mask.
Looks like we lost our caller.
So now that got a lot to do with it, too.
Still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, I lost you again for some reason.
Can you hear me again? I'm still here.
So this PPP money has been like a strong influence on the community of...
I think I lost you again.
Okay, seems like we have a bad connection.
I heard you said the money was a stronghold on the community.
Yes. Do you think like that has an impact on like what's going on today with the violence and the guns and the robberies?
I think that has some doing. I think a lot of these young kids is on on pills. You know, that got a lot to do with it too. A lot of them was taking, you know, this oxycodone and Xannies. You know, they're taking this stuff. They're not aware of what they're doing. It's making them do stuff they usually wouldn't do. And by them having that money from the government, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, by them getting that money from the government, you know, it basically made them kind of lazy. And they think that the money, they should have that type of money all the time.
Right. And Mr. West Coast, I'd like to thank you for coming on the show today to share that with us. And we look forward to having you back soon.
I'll be back and look forward to hearing from you. And I'll come back on the show anytime that you need me to be here. Reach out to me and I'll come back and speak some more on it.
Okay, thank you and have a good day. Bye-bye. Yeah, guys, I'm not sure what happened with that connection there, but that's interesting to find out that pills may be a strong setback in the community. And not only that, you're dealing with now pills, and pills, it's a wide array of different pills going around today. Because there's been some pills that are counterfeits. And, you know, these young kids are taking these pills and they're not sure what they're taking. They're just wanting to feel high for some reason. And unfortunately, the marijuana that is being smoked by a lot of young kids today, unfortunately, contains fentanyl in it. And they're getting this fentanyl high, which if they can't get it at that particular time, they're resulting to taking other things, which is never a good thing for any kid to do. You know, today is going to be a short session. I'm not going to get too in depth, but I wanted to show you guys. I'm here in Myrtle Beach going to give away this $20,000 ring to the domestic violence survivor. We'll call her Janie. And we're going to have, and when I say we, my husband and I, we're going to give her this ring within the next few days, Christmas Eve preferably, so we can help her as a survivor of Domestic Violence Month. You know, it won't heal her wounds, but it will for sure make her know that she is loved by, you know, myself, the community, people that heard her story, which was very hard for her to talk about. It was very, because here it is, a woman that was hated so much by her mom, she was named after her grandmother, and she endured so much abuse. You know, she was more like I don't know the name of the nursery rhyme that actually I could compare it to, because it was so very brutal that I'm not sure if I could compare her story to that nursery rhyme. But it was a very sad situation, very sad story. And I'm not going to keep you guys too long today. But another thing I wanted to update you on that was brought to my attention is the King Hill story. Because King Hill still has never been found. His body, his whereabouts. Tiana Parks is yet to stand trial, if she stands trial. There are more hidden clues to the story of baby King Hill that unfortunately I can't share with you, because the case is still under thorough watch, because they have an idea of some things that someone participated in, not including any type of murder or, you know, kidnapping the kid, meaning Tiana kidnapped him because she doesn't have any kids and she was so in love with this kid that she wanted to keep him all for herself. That was not the case in King's situation. I can tell you this much, guys, because I've been around during the beginning of the drama when it started, and I can tell you this much. I can tell you that I spoke to Tiana Parks personally the day of, and that young lady was, you know, she was for sure that someone set her up. And at that point, she was in fear of her own life, basically. So there's more to this story than meets the eye. And, you know, hopefully the people that are involved will be held accountable via, you know, mental illness, jail, therapy, counseling, something at some point. Because this was a really big tragedy for not only adults, but children that knew King Hill and played with him and, you know, had a relationship with him. So this goes a little bit deeper, far beyond what we would expect for an outcome. And for sure, if he was at, you know, a garbage dump, as it's been stated, that for sure, you know, teeth don't disintegrate like the rest of the body would. And for his age, he had already been to the dentist. So there is proof of his DNA. So I'm quite sure if they had cadaver dogs out there, they would have found the teeth, at least. Even if the body was incinerated, the teeth, the enamel would have still been left. There's a lot of missing pieces to this puzzle. And you guys remember Cousin that came on that was, you know, playing chauffeur to Baby King, you know, with his space lunch in the backseat and clothes basically looking like he was in a fight. You know, Cousin still has a story to tell. And one day we're going to get a clear story from him because he actually knows more about this situation than meets the eye. You know, he actually had that one-on-one conversation with Tiana Parks, you know, getting her to go down to work things out. Doesn't sound like someone that would actually commit a murder, you know, to say, I just killed a kid. Usually in these type of situations, the body is left behind somewhere. It was an accident. Oops, something happened and I had nothing to do with it type of thing. So it's a lot that meets the eye with this particular situation. So keep your eyes and ears posted, guys. And remember, Baby King should be 4 years old now. He should be actually 4 years old now. And his looks would significantly change if they dyed his hair. You know, if he's in a hot place, he's probably gotten a tan. He seemed to have strong Hispanic features. And by the way, guys, he looks just like his biological father. So if that helps you any, you know, you would see a man with him that maybe looked identical to him. You would know that that is, you know, some relation, father, grandfather. So keep your eyes open for that. And next week we'll have an update with the ring. It's going to be videotaped. And you guys can hear the excitement for yourself of what a great deed that is being done to help others. And I'd like to say I'm going to end early today with you guys. I'm going to enjoy the cold Myrtle Beach weather. While I have the chance, you guys need to come out and visit. See you next week. Same bat time, same bat place. Thanks for joining. Good night. Tommy Torres signing off.
listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.